Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I overheard a conversation taking place at the deli counter of one of our marvelous food co-ops. I won't tell you where it was, but I will tell you where it wasn't. It wasn't in Viroqua. It's not that these kinds of conversations don't take place in our fair town. They happen all the time. It's just that I don't want you wondering who the stars of this chat were. Don't want you saying, now that sounds like so-and-so, because it isn't so-and-so, because it didn't happen here. Okay? Okay. So there's a young woman, maybe 18 or 19, and she's ordering from the deli. The guy taking her order is maybe 2 or 3 years older. They're both very intent, completely engaged. It seems that the woman is going to get a tattoo for her upcoming birthday. It's her first tat, and she wants to be completely intentional about it. She said, I don't want to get something that will embarrass me 10 years from now. Her new best friend on the other side of the deli counter totally gets where she's coming from. To illustrate his empathy, he tells her about his tattoo, his rationale for doing art that is so permanent. First, I want to tell you about our protagonists. I'll call her Jen and him Jake. Those are not their real names, just names that seem to fit. Jake is a gritty guy. He's been around the block. His teeth have needed fixing for a while, and they've not been fixed. His hair is pulled back. His hands have worked hard. He has seen the tough side of things, and he did not grow up in a world that made the future look bright. His smile was a smile that you'd have to earn. Jen was pretty near perfect. Well-spoken, lovely print dress, perfect. Hair, great posture, and a smile that lit up the whole deli. She was from privilege and was easy with it. She was having fun, to be sure, but really wanted help with this matter of permanent body art. She was talking to the right guy, and she knew it. At this point, Jake quit what he was doing to stock the big glass to-go food section, leaned over the top of it halfway to Jen, and described his tat. You know the space probe we shot out there? It's like somewhere past Pluto by now. The idea is that other beings will be able to find the Earth and know stuff about us when they see this thing. Jen said, you mean Voyager? He said, yeah. Yeah, that's the one. Well, Voyager is full of coordinates and symbols, pictograms and such, you know, numbers, diagrams. It's all about us. His voice was alive. He was completely in touch with a vision that very few of us are in touch with, or at least we don't talk so much about it. He was swimming through space, much like the planet is, waiting and hoping, I dare say, to meet like-minded intelligences. He swims in the confidence of the true believer. He knows we and he will indeed be discovered by space travelers, and that he will be ready for them. They will know him by his tattoo because they have already seen and understood his signs, his symbols, his meaning. That, my friend, is a profound tattoo, don't you think? Jen was attentive. She took it all in. The conversation may have been more than she bargained for on her birthday shopping trip to buy treats and favors for her guests. But she was in it all the way. They had each other's attention. They were 4 feet apart, and there was no distance between them. I think it's much to our credit, all of us who inhabit the 21st century, that we make space for these meetings between people. I dare say that in my youth, even in sophisticated New York City, Jake would have been derisively dealt with, and Jen, in reporting the conversation to her friends, would have been invited to get a life. I know we live in a bit of a bubble here. We make a lot more room for new and intensely personal ideas, and I'm glad that we do. I don't think that Jen and Jake will see much of each other going forward. It's hard for me to imagine the class and culture divide completely disappearing between them, but it was good to see for a few minutes two young people standing on opposite sides of a cold glass display case, revealing themselves, taking the chance that someone else out there, maybe way out there, cares.